You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
24 minutes to 9 o'clock on this beautiful, mashallah, Monday night. 084-786-3132. Somebody says, "Yo, Ustad, I used to recite Inni Wajjahtu before Sana in the Farad Salah until I heard it's not permissible for Hanafis. Must I repeat those Salah, Ustad? Anonymous?"
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has mentioned Inni Wajjahtu in the Noble Quran, and we will rise, I give you and give you the reference and everything. When we study the Noble Quran, we find that Almighty Allah has mentioned the incident of Nabi Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salam. His Mubarak blessed name is mentioned 69 times in the Noble Quran. That is Prophet Abraham, peace be upon him. And chapter 14 is dedicated to this mighty messenger of Almighty Allah. And in chapter 6, and that is Surah An'am, and verse number 79, the dua is mentioned, Inni wajjahtu wajhiya lilladhi fatara samawati wal arda hanifa wama ana minal mushrikeen. Chapter 6 and verse 79. So when we were very young, you know, I'm speaking of 55-60 years ago, and we were in the primary madrasa, the ustad would say, "Paro, read," and they had a stick in their hand, you know. So we must stand a long niyyah till now, I remember it. And before reading salat, he say, "Inni wajjahtu wajhiya," then "Allahu Akbar," then "Subhanakallah." That is wrong. There is no "Inni wajjahtu" before salat. So you read "Inni wajjahtu du'a'ut tawjih." What you call it? Du'a'ut tawjih, du'a'ul istiftah. So the du'a you read in the beginning of salat, the Shafi'i say you read it in every salat, very good. Hanafi say you read it in Nafil, Sunnat, Salat. If you did it in Farz also, your Salat is valid. It's not that it's not valid. There's no something for you to repeat or anything, but better it is, and Mustahab and Sunnah and so forth. If you read it, you must remember in your that Nafil Salat, especially according to Hanafi Salat. So don't worry about that. There's nothing to repeat, my brother, sister. And remember, there's many things we were taught. I mean, Allah give our Ustad Jannatul Firdaus. They were teaching with sincerity and so forth, but things, many of them like this, that to say Dua Tawji must be read before you must remember the Salat even start, that is not something correct. So always learn what is correct and follow the Anbiya alayhimus salam, and that also is enshrined in the Noble Quran, Surah number 6 and verse number 90, Ulaika alladhina hadallah fa bihudahu muqtadi. They are the personality Almighty Allah guided them, selected them, so follow in their footsteps. Chapter 6, verse number 90.
Well, Mufti Sahab have the Q&A every day during Ramadan, just as he is having currently, Ustad.
Yes, in the morning, inshallah, we will have the same format with Maulana Arafat. Allah reward our Maulana Arafat, his family, our brother Junaid Khan, his family, our brother Riyaz Hussein and their family. Inshallah Al-Aziz, from Wednesday, they'll be starting 3 o'clock, Subhanallah. So what great sacrifice. Allah reward them fi dunya wal akhirah, in this world and the year after. So we will come in inshallah same time, 5:15, 5:20, as the time to adjust and so forth. Same inshallah. And then Monday to Thursday between 2 to 2:30 we will have special rapid fire Q&A. And inshallah that will be with Suleiman Esop inshallah, 2 to 2:30 Monday to Thursday, and Sunday with Maulana Arafat, Sunday afternoon 2 to 4 for Ramadan only, inshallah.
I see there's a youngster from Varsity, he says, "Dear Mufti Sahab, I really, really, really like your show every Monday night, and I'm a very big fan of yours. I really like my Ustad's daughter. How do I go about to tell my Ustad, Mufti Sahab? Please make dua I get her, Ustad." Anonymous.
So you're a big fan of me, and you're a big fan of your Ustad's daughter. So now what we going to do, my brother? So now Ramadan is starting, you're a South African. So tomorrow night is starting, so every night. Now you are going to be awake suhoor time, say any time. So you read 2 rakat salat that time. You wake up early. Don't wake up 4, half past 4. So wake up 3, half past 3. And then you're going to read 2 rakat extra. And in that, what you're going to read? Qul ya al-kafirun, qul wallah, after Surah Fatiha. Then read with me, my brother. Surah chapter 20. 75, verse 74, Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun. Oh beloved, Allah grant us such spouses, such children that are the coolness of the eyes. You never get tired of looking at her. She don't get tired of looking at you. But one thing you must add, my brother, say, Allah, let me marry my ustad's daughter if there's khair and goodness in it, yea, in this world, and for me and my children to come. Always add that, inshallah. Read Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadudu also. And remember, you know, I just example is a not correct example, it's just a small little example for our puny little brains. You know, sometimes there's big shops and supermarkets, they have a big sale, massive sale and so forth. Mm-hmm. 20%, 30%, 50% discount. And people go crazy from the night they're waiting already. This Ramadan for us is a massive, massive discount. Month of Rahmah, Barakah from Almighty Allah. Mango, ask me, my brother, university. Look at Quran Sharif, subhanallah. Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 183, 184, 185, 187. You saw I missed out one? So all to do with Ramadan. 186, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي أَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. In between, Almighty Allah speaks of dua. Oh Muslim, beg Almighty Allah abundantly and I will respond to your du'as. So that is what you must do, brother. Give out charity, but add the word if there's khair and goodness. And my brother, I hope you're not looking at hamal only. Maybe your ustad is a rich person, big bank balance, driving a Rolls Royce or something. I hope you're not looking at the jamal only. While you were studying there, you were checking her out with the blonde hair and green eyes and all that. So remember, I hope that is not the criteria. You want to marry her because of her piety, her good character and so forth. Then you will be successful, my brother, inshallah.
Mufti Sahib, a sheikh, he can perform his nikah, he himself. You can explain, please, Mufti Sahib. Make me understand, Ustad.
100%. Mona Arafat want to get married. I want to get married. So anybody wants to get married. So now the lady is there. So I tell her, I'm interested in you and I want to marry you. She says she's very happy. She's elated, delighted. Her father is there. He says, I give permission. And remember, there are two male witnesses there. So the nikah is done. Then no problem. We give the khutbah, read the khutbah, everything. So you perform your own nikah, so that's fine. But you must know that that wife of yours, she must give permission. The father of that lady must give permission. You must have two male witnesses and so forth. So all that you must have, remember. That father can be a witness as well, but it's better you have two other witnesses. So then there's no other stories and so forth. And better than you perform the nikah in the masjid and so forth. So she will appoint her father as the wakil, as the representative, and then we have the nikah in the masjid. People say, who's performing the nikah? I say, I'm performing my own nikah. So you must remember. I'm not going to do that, obviously. So I'm just giving an example. You must remember, because the question is posed like that. May Buddha, I think you want to get married before Ramadan. It will be a hot Ramadan for you, my brother. Be very, very careful. You don't miss Fajr Salat.
1442, Ustad. Somebody says, is it permissible to take insurance if one is receiving funding from the government and one of the conditions is the business to have insurance to start? Anonymous.
Remember that insurance is haram and not permissible because of the interest factor, because of the gambling factor and so forth and so on. So why must you take that business? Why must you take it if somebody is sponsoring you? It's like this. Somebody tells you that I'll sponsor you a shop, a business, but you must sell wine, you must sell swine. So what does it mean? If somebody is sponsoring, does that become permissible? No, it's still haram. So you must remember here also, وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. When you adopt the quality of taqwa and true piety, Allah will make a way out for you. And وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. And you think, what, I'm going to make 100,000, 200,000 a month and so forth. Allah says, you practice on my deen. What I'm telling you to do, Allah will give you re-sustenance from such avenues you never anticipated, expected. Chapter 65, verses 2 and 3. So it's not permissible death, my brother.
Ustad, can I take insulin while fasting, Ustad?
Yes, you must remember, insulin, all that will be permissible. These people who suffer from diabetes or whatever other sicknesses, you take injection and so forth, insulin, so your fast is valid, there's no problem with that.
Hi, AK, I know of no country on this planet, this is Valerie, that considers itself Muslim, that would allow a woman to divorce her husband. Please tell me, if, for example, a woman can divorce her husband in Afghanistan, Syria, Iraq, Yemen, Saudi Arabia, Iran, or India, for any reason, Sister Valerie, Ustad.
Thank you, my Sister Valerie. Really appreciate it. I want to pose one question to you. You pose the question. Did you study Christianity, my sister? When you go to the church and you get married, then the priest, the pastor, the predicant will say, now we tied your knot. So now when they tied the knot, they tied the knot here in this world and in the year after finish. Then if it comes in Christianity to give divorce, then you can't go to the pastor and all that. Then you will see you have to land up in court. You will see most of the Christians, that's what happens to them. So the marriage ceremony will take place in the church, but the divorce won't be able to take place there. For that, they'll tell you go to court. So why all this rigmarole and so forth? You see, Sister Valerie, that when people study Islam, that is true. Your first statement is true. There is not one single Islamic country on the earth today. That's 100% true. I mentioned it myself. Islamic country means where that country is applying the laws of Islam, A to Z. They apply this law, that law, and so forth. So what we have is more than 50 Muslim countries where majority people are Muslim, but no Islamic country. Till there you are right, my Sister Valerie. Now let me show you that you must not study Islam selectively, you must study Islam holistically. I have a daughter, for example, and Mona Arafat's son wants to marry my daughter, right? So I tell him, see, you are interested in my daughter and so forth. I will give my daughter to you and she also will accept. But we want to make a condition. And they will ask, what is that condition? So we say tafwizu talaq. So tafwizu talaq is where he delegates the right of talaq to my daughter and his son's wife. And both parties agree, we sign it and so forth. So if he does something, you understand, Allah forbid, this example I'm giving, committing adultery or gets involved in drugs or alcohol, so she will have the right to exercise divorce. Islam allows that, Sister Valerie. I want to pose this question to you, Sister Valerie. Take the Islamic way and see with the other religions and see which one is the better option. You know, ladies are very, very emotional. Majority of them, we don't say all of them. If Islam had to give, you know, every lady the right just to give divorce, then as it is, the divorce rate is spiraling out of control. So when they become emotional, they will just carry on. One person, you must remember, told his wife, you know, see, I'm telling you a lesson that you must remember the Maulana said, and that is what I use also in my lectures. How will you know that who is the intelligent husband and unintelligent husband? The unintelligent husband, when the wife talks, you talk, talk, they can't stop sometimes, you know. So they just go on. So the unintelligent husband will tell his wife, shut up, keep quiet, and shut your mouth and all. The intelligent husband, my sister Valerie, will tell his wife, oh my darling, my sweetheart, my poppy, you look so beautiful with your mouth closed. So that is why Islam didn't give them that right. But if she wants, you must remember, you do that what I told you now, so that's permissible, there's no problem with that. You call that tafwizu talaq, where she will also have the right to divorce herself if the husband is guilty of crime A, B, C and so forth.
Somebody says, I am a long distance truck driver, and I'm in a different town every day, Mufti Saab. I would like to know, how do I perform my tarawih, as this is my only source of income, Ustad?
Remember, my brother, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in the Noble Quran, Surah 2, Chapter 2, Verse 286, La yukallifullahu nafsan illa usaha, that Allah has not burdened a person, you must remember, more than his or her ability, capability. So for you, if you read Taraweeh, very good. You don't read Taraweeh, no sun upon you. If you read whatever you can manage, fine. And you don't read, no sun. It happened to me so many times. Now, 2020, we couldn't go till 2019. For how many years would Allah say, every Ramadan we were here and there in South America, Argentina, Brazil, and Italy, there's so many countries, you must remember, there, Chile and Colombia, and way and where, Bolivia, and so many countries, all with Allah's help. So we in a plane, we are here, there, all the, no Taraweeh we read, so you must remember. And even when I used to read in a mosque, in a masjid or musalla, after 8-10 rakats, I used to go away. So they used to ask me why. I told them, I'll tell you afterwards. So I used to go there, and then my wife and myself, we used to read our 8-10 rakats, whatever is left, and I used to complete my Quran like that. So you must remember, Mr. Truck Driver, you don't worry. You just keep your fast and you must your Taraweeh, because everywhere you are a musafir, a traveler. If you Taraweeh, you must, because of traveling, no sun upon you.
SubhanAllah. 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners, plus 27-84-786-3132. Somebody says, Ustad, which day of the week to move to a house, and what do I to read, Ustad?
MashaAllah, in South Africa, Ramadan Mubarak is starting Wednesday, so this Wednesday you move in, and we have dalil and evidence for that. Open Al-Maqasidul Hasana by Siddiqa, by Allama Sakhawi Rahimahullah, and Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha used to say, you want to get married, you want to do this, you want to do that, start on a Wednesday, and it's authentic, remember that. And if you study Hanafi fiqh, you know, the jurisprudence of the Hanafi school, this Allama Marghinani Rahimahullah, he wrote Hidayah. He used to start, you must remember, the academic year teaching on Wednesday. Our Akabir, our great, great giants, we met them, Alhamdulillah. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi'i Sahib Rahimahullah, who passed away in Shawwal 1976. Hazrat Ji Nawwarallahu Marqadahu Mawla Masihullah Khan Sahib. So our Sheikh also, remember, 1992 he passed away. So whenever they used to open their madrasas, they open on a Wednesday. So why? Because when you start something on Wednesday, Allah gives you a lot of barakah and blessing. Otherwise, on a Friday and you read Surah Baqarah, so very any day you can move in. So these are just better, mustahab, desirable days, Wednesday or Friday, inshallah.
SubhanAllah. Somebody says, can Mufti Saab please elaborate on the game chess, and also why is it haram, Ustad?
Remember that when me and you are Muslims, say Alhamdulillah, we Muslim. Allah Jalla Wala gave us the greatest gift and bounty which He conferred upon a person, and that's the wealth of Iman and Islam. So we read La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. We read Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Abdur Rasulu. We believe in Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. He's the one and only worthy of worship. We believe in Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and remember, as the final and the last prophet and messenger for all times, all places. So there's no why business then. So remember, Quran says, وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوا وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا. What Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought and commanded, you must carry out. What he prohibited, you must abstain. Chapter number 59 and verse number 7. Chapter 59, verse 7. Hadith, open Mishkat Sharif. You will see in the chapter of Tasawir, photos and pictures and snaps and all that, there are hadith on Shatranj. Shatranj is to do with chess. So you must remember that the chess is not permissible in Islam. You know, when I was young, we were in school. So we used to play chess and do all these things, because the school used to teach us and all that. So I was like a small-time champion in these things here. You know, with the king and queen green and porn and not prawns, porn and what have you. So all these type of things. You know how much time you waste in it. And then you must remember that if you look at these professionals, they play for days and days. Boris Pesky or whatever his name was and all his characters. So remember, number one, waste of time. Number two, you're going to miss Salat. Number three, you're going to miss your Zikr. Number four, you're imitating non-Muslims. Number five, you must remember that we must not be playing any game and so forth, that got Murat, Surat and so forth. It looks like animate objects and so forth. So how many reasons you want? The main reason Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and if you look at all the hadith, is like dipping our hand in the blood of the khinzir and swine. So be very careful, my brother, not permissible.
Sister Parusha says, Ustad, this evening, she says, good evening, AK. I believe in God all the time. So how come our fasting is so different to yours? I mean, we are allowed to eat, but not everything. But you'll stay the entire day hungry. I mean, how is it possible? I believe in God, you'll believe in God. Ustad.
So the question arises, you say, my sister Parusha, that you believe in God. And we say we believe in the only God. He is one and only, and we have a constitution. And the constitution, my sister, is the noble Quran. You have Mr. Google, Mrs. Google by you, and you can just download the translation and see. Chapter number 2, verse 183, 184, 185 of chapter 2, Almighty Allah, the Supreme Being, speaks of fasting and Ramadan and so forth. So that is fasting. I myself, I kept fast for 22 hours with the help and mercy of Allah in my travels and so forth. So you must remember, we don't touch anything, not even one sip of water. Now you, with due respect to you, you will say you fasting, but you allowed water. You will say no, you fasting, but you allowed maybe a banana or some vegetable or whatever. So no, that is not fasting. That is dieting. You must remember that. So what you need to do is go to your scripture, my sister Parusha. What's her name?
Parusha.
Parusha. Sorry, my sister Parusha. And you need to go to your scripture and then ask your priest, that is this authentic? There is no scripture on the earth today that is authentic beside the Quran Kareem. You can go ask the Pope in the Vatican and ask him, Pope, is this Bible really authentic? And ask him to give a real answer and tell him you want one person, one we asking, that who can read the Bible, Old Testament, New Testament, whatever, in the original language from cover to cover. He can't produce one, there will be no hope for the Pope. Go to apartheid, the rogue regime of Israel, and go ask them. You must remember that, tell him that you must read, tell that Israeli that you must read the Torah in the original language by heart, from cover to cover, the original one. Not one of them can do that. They'll tell you you anti-Semite, they'll tell you you anti-Jew, they'll give you all stories. Go to India and go ask the Pandit Ji, go ask the priest there, that you show us one of the original scriptures that were revealed to a prophet and messenger, and you read it, you must remember. Not one can do that. So it shows the constitution already that people say they're believing in God, but the word of God which they're supposed to be believing is flawed. It has interpolations, additions, omissions. Now you know, my sister Parusha, that already started in Makkah, Medina, our holy cities, tomorrow night in South Africa. You know what's going to happen? Millions of people will be reading the Quran. Not thousands, millions. By heart, my sister. My sister, my niece, my daughter, this one, that one, the men, the women, the young and the old. This is the greatest miracle of Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Quran Sharif is a living book, remember that. And you go to any mosque now, you will see the preparations are being made and so forth. They're getting ready. So in South Africa, because from tomorrow night onwards, then we're going to have extra prayers. So you have to say, I believe in one God only, no partners, no associates, no idols, nothing. And I believe in a constitution that is immaculate in its pristine purity, and that you will not find except in the Quran Sharif, my honorable sister.
Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. One more question, Ustad. I see it's a minute left to 9 o'clock. It says, please advise if a male can go for Taraweeh to the masjid. He is suffering from dripping urine. Ustad, is it permissible?
Remember that if there's fear that you're going to pollute the masjid, the carpets, then no, you must not go, you read at home and so forth. But if you know you can wear 3-4 pieces of, you know, that underwear and you know all the stuffs and all that, and you're sure 100% that you will not pollute the masjid, then you can go to the masjid. Sometimes people, their condition is very bad, sometimes it's very, very little and so forth. So it just depends. And the underlying factor is, will you pollute and soil the masjid? Yes, then you read at home. No, then you go to masjid, but you can't make imamate. You can't be the imam and the leader of the prayer.
A minute after 9, we go for an interval. When we come back, inshallah, part 2 of the Q&A. Stay tuned.